We are back with more of Lake Effect. I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Audrey Nowakowski. From Vietnam to civil rights, things were changing in our country in the 1960s. And it was in the spirit of integration and inclusion that an exchange between students from Rufus King High School in Milwaukee and Kaukauna High School in Kaukauna, Wisconsin, took place in 1966. It began with a play called In White America, and more than 50 years later, the story still isn't done.
Joanne Williams is the host of Black Nouveau on Milwaukee PBS. She graduated from Rufus King in 1967, and she remembers the play and the student exchange. Although she didn't participate in either. But the story of the play, the teachers, and the students was so compelling that she decided to create a documentary about it called Kaukauna and King. She stopped by the studio not long ago to give us an update on her progress and to give us the background of the story.
There was a teacher at Kaukauna High School. His name was Thomas Schaefer, and he did plays. But he wanted his kids to have a broader view of the world. So he wanted them to do that by performing in a play. The play he chose was In White America, which is the history of African Americans from slavery to civil rights. But in Kaukauna in 1966, he was, as I say, demographically challenged. There were no black people. So he, through another teacher who taught at Kaukauna, Bernie Hupperts, met a teacher in Milwaukee at Rufus King High School, Ruth Thomas. And they said, well, we'd like to do this play. How are we going to do it? And they figured out that they would have an exchange. So students from Rufus King went up to Kaukauna and lived with families for a month and did the play. And then students from Kaukauna came down to Milwaukee and lived with families for a month and did the play. And this was 50 years ago. It was during the civil rights era. So my charge to myself was, when I realized that it was 50 years ago, which I realized in my garage in 2016, when I was going through some old papers from high school.
And that's right, because you were a Rufus King grad.
Yes, I graduated in 67. I found this copy of the King's Page, the student newspaper, which had the story of the kids coming from Kaukauna on the front page. And of all the high school newspapers that I kept, that was the only one I could find. And I remembered that I thought this was pretty interesting. So I said, I'm going to tell this story. So I tell people that the story has been with me for 50 years.
Well, it was.
Yes.
Absolutely. And when you started thinking about how you were going to tell this story, what were you thinking? Were you thinking a documentary initially, or were you thinking more of a feature film? Or
yes.
Yes, both?
Well, I'm a television person. So first I thought it would be a nice television documentary. Maybe 30 minutes. And as I started researching it and trying to find these students who were part of the exchange, I said, this is bigger than that, and decided, all right, I'm going to make a documentary film. I'm not going to limit the time. I'm just going to find what I need to make it and then make it. So it's taken me since about May of 2016 to today to find the students. There were 13 exchange students. I found 8 of them, which statistically is pretty darn good. I'm focusing on 4, 2 white, 2 black, 2 males, 2 females, 2 from King, 2 from Kaukauna. Then there's some other people who will be in the film. And I said, I want to tell the story of their exchange, what it was like for them as 17 and 18-year-old kids to participate in this, not only in the exchange, but in the play. The play was very controversial. It was written in 1963. By Martin Duberman. And it's a documentary play. It's not a play with a story with a beginning and middle and end. It's a play of actual documents, diary entries, congressional testimony, speeches, conversations between people that were documented. So these are the actual words of the people who are portrayed in the play. And then there's the exchange itself. What was it like for these high school kids to live in each other's homes and live in different communities? The kids from Kaukauna lived in a very small community. It was 8,000 to 10,000 people in 1966. It's 10,000 people now. And then what was it like for the kids from Milwaukee to go up to Kaukauna and live in a small community? We talked about that. And during the course of research, I went to Rufus King to find out how I could locate these students. We dug through old records. We dug through identification cards that were used in 1966 in a file box to try and find these students, and went down into the caverns of my alma mater, which is Rufus King, to find the 1966 yearbook. But I also met the theater teacher at Rufus King, whose name is Erica Alamein Renk. And she had never heard of the play, never heard of The Exchange. Nobody has. And she said, I want to do the play again. So 50 years later, in 2016, the play was restaged at Rufus King High School with a multi-ethnic cast. And when she said, I want to do the play again, I got very excited and said, good, we're going to shoot all that. And then I was thinking, I wonder, since this is 50 years old, if the playwright, when it was revived in New York, which it was revived in 2013, I think, if he wrote anything to go with it, like a foreword or a commentary or something. So I thought, how am I going to find Martin Duberman? So I called around to some of the colleges where he worked, and they didn't know how to get a hold of him. And, you know, I'm thinking I'd really like to talk to him because he's 86 at the time.
I was going to say, he's still here.
He's still here, so I better talk to him fast. One day I was sitting in my office at my cubicle at United Way, which is where I work in the fall, and I said, I'm going to call directory assistance. So I did, and I got his phone number, and I called him up. And I said, hello, Mr. Duberman. My name is Joanne Williams, and I'm producing a documentary film about a student exchange based on your play In White America. And he said, oh, really? That's great. I said, can I come and interview you? He said, sure. So we did. And this is a long answer to your short question, but my cinematographer and I, Ross Monagle, went to New York, and Duberman was, you know, kind of blustery. Well, I can only talk to you for like 45 minutes. I don't have a lot of time. I said, fine, whatever you can give us, we'll be happy to take it. We went to his apartment. 3.5 hours later.
How did I know that was going to happen? Yeah,
it did. We had this wonderful interview with him and came back to Milwaukee with that. And then he said, well, I'll send you the new material that I wrote for the new production. He said, I wrote a new ending and some new dialogue. I said, okay. He sent that to me. I gave it to the kids at Rufus King for their production. He wrote a new section about Paul Robeson, which was not in the original play. He wrote a new ending to the play, and they used that in their production in 2016. So I said, well, I got to go back to Kaukauna because they're half the story. So I went up to Kaukauna, and we sort of got the superintendent in the lobby and told him about the story, and he said, this is very interesting. I didn't know about this. I want to know more about this. And I said, well, we'll be happy to tell you. So he put us on the agenda of another school board meeting. Subsequently, we went back up, and I talked to the school board. I told them the idea. They all said, interesting. I asked if any of them remembered, or if they knew somebody who remembered, or if they knew somebody who remembered. And some of them said, I don't know, maybe I'll ask around. And that's how I got connected in Kaukauna. And I've been up to Kaukauna many times since then to meet more people. At that meeting, an English teacher, Amy Zhang, who teaches at Kaukauna High School, was listening to what I said. I didn't know her. I didn't know the people who were in the audience. And in 2017, they got in touch with me again and said, can you send us a copy of the play? So I sent them a script. And then Amy got back to me and said, we want to have the kids come up here and do the play again in Kaukauna. I said, good. You know, I was very cool about it. That's wonderful, good. And I'm going, yes, 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 yes. So in April of 2018, most of the original cast from the 2016 production, with some additions, because some of these kids had graduated.
And they'd left. Yeah.
And they were gone.
Yeah.
They went up to Kaukauna and did two performances, one for the sophomore class of Kaukauna High School, which they were studying American history. That was part of their curriculum. So Amy thought that they would be the best group to see it. So they did one performance as an in-hand reading for the sophomore class. Then they did a second performance that night for the public. And the best part about that was there were people in the audience who had been there in 1966. There were parents there of the original students who were in their 90s.
Oh, my gosh.
There were teachers there who had been there in 1966. One of the exchange students who I'd been trying to find for 2 years came to the show. The sister of one of the other exchange students came to the show. And the best part was Bernie Huppert's, the teacher who brought the two teachers together, came to the show. And he got up on stage and explained how he brought them together and how this was such a controversial event in 1966, and sort of did an introduction to the show that was seen in 2018. So we shot everything. By the time we got to the point where we finished shooting in Kokona, we realized this wasn't going to be 30 minutes. This was more like 90 minutes. Because the film comes in, as I visualize it now, in three chapters. First, the exchange. Then, 50 years later. Then, back to Kokona.
And we do that full circle in about 52 years.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And what's so interesting to me as someone who would have, in 1966, I would have been in grade school and was certainly aware of what was going on with the civil rights movement and what was happening in Vietnam and all of the things that kind of made the 60s the cauldron that it was. And you think about what was happening then and you think about what's happening now, and they are not so different.
No.
Unfortunately, and maybe fortunately too, in a way that people are still making those efforts to make those connections, to break down the barriers. But unfortunately, the barriers are still there.
One of the goals I have for this film is to show that race relations can work, or an improvement in race relations can work, but it's most successful one-on-one. If you have a big demonstration and scream and yell and make a lot of noise, people hear you. But as we've seen over the course of 50 years, things don't change that much. But if you can get somebody in the silence of a theater to see a play, to listen to the history of the United States that you didn't know about, that will have a greater impact than seeing a big demonstration. We also shot the talkbacks after the performances, which were wonderful, where the audience members asked questions, gave us their feelings about what they had heard. And hopefully we will open some doors of communication through this intimate medium of theater and film. You get people together in a big darkened room to watch something artistic, and their way of thinking can be changed. So that's one of the goals with this film, is to tell the story of the exchange and the play and make people think, maybe there is some hope. I didn't realize these things had happened. And look how well these kids got along between these two high schools. Maybe it's possible.
I was going to say, just the very fact of sharing your home with a 17-year-old that you don't know, that right there is a way to break down barriers. I mean, that's the whole idea. You know, we talk about this as it was an exchange between two Wisconsin communities. We typically think of foreign exchange. We think of, oh, somebody from France is going to come here and this somebody from here is going to go to France. This was just as foreign.
Oh, yes, very much so. Well, one of the mothers of one of the students from Rufus King, her name is Sarah Lawhorn. She hosted one of the girls from Kokona because her daughter went up to Kokona, Phyllis, and she hosted Linda Pluchek, who came from Kokona. And she tells about Linda coming to live with them and how it was fine with her. It was just another kid. They had a big family. But she tells a great story about how she would get up in the morning and make them breakfast before they went to King. And she'd make them biscuits, which Linda loved. And as she sent them out the door to go to class, she said her daughter Phyllis would kiss her on one cheek and say, "Thanks, Mom." And Linda, the girl from Kaukauna, would kiss her on the other cheek and say, "Thanks, Mom." And she said, "It felt the same." So that's part of the one-on-one connection that you can make through film and through theater. And that's the story that I want to tell, how these connections were made.
When can we see it? That's what I want to know, because I've seen trailers. You sent me some Vimeo of trailers, and it looks wonderful from a history standpoint, of course, but also just these people are fascinating. And I want to know more about them, just from the 3 and 4 minute, you know, trailers that I've seen. So when do you hope to have this available for all of us to see it?
I had great hopes that it would be finished in time for the 2019 Milwaukee Film Festival. I haven't given up on those hopes, but there's a whole lot of work that still has to be done. We're just barely starting to edit. I'm still working on logging and writing. Once we get into the editing process and get the film where we feel that it's ready for post-production, which means color correction and sound and all the enhancements that go into making a film, that's another couple of months. So that's why it says on my flyer, coming in 2019. I am determined that it will be finished in 2019. You will be able to see it this year. I can't tell you exactly what month or what day, but it will be 2019.
Excellent. Well, when that happens, when you have a firm date, come back.
Oh, I will.
And we will talk about the finished film.
I will.
Because you're still in the middle of the journey.
I am. I'm still in it. I'm still deeply in it. Like, I'm glad we had that really cold weather, because that gave me 2 days to just sit there with my laptop and my clips and my external hard drive and write and think and look at what I have. So I'm grateful for that. When the weather starts getting better, I'm going to be tempted to go outside.
No.
Okay.
No.
All right.
You must. You must get it finished, because we want to see it.
I must.
Such a great story. And Joanne, I can't believe I've not had you on the show before. We'll have to find other reasons for you to come on and chat with us.
Absolutely. I can talk about the film. I can talk about Black Nouveau.
Yes.
I can talk about...
You can do all of those things.
Yes.
But now you have to go back and go log some film.
I do.
Go log some film.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be the reason you didn't get this done. Thank you so much for your time.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for inviting me.
Joanne Williams is the host of Black Nouveau on Milwaukee PBS and the producer of the film Kaukauna and King. You can see a preview of it at wuwm.com.